Some more. Hare Krishna. Today we have our class on Chaitanya Bhagavat by His Grace Radha Pramod Prabhuji. So before I hand over the call to Prabhuji, I would like to read Srila Prabhupada's quote for the day. If you get 1,000 of rupees, 10 rupees is already there. If you get Krishna, then you get all perfection. This was quoted by His Divine Grace at Rishikesh on April 15th, 1977. Hare Krishna, Radha Pramod Prabhuji, please accept my humble. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Srila Gurudev. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving your precious time and enlightening us. Today, Prabhuji will be talking on Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Kanda, first chapter, from verses 172 to 188. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Please take over the call. Eagerly waiting to hear from you. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances. Thank you for inviting me. I'll start with prayers. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Advaita Chandra, Jaya Prabhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Advaita Chandra, Jaya Gaurabhakta Vrinda. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Gilita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Namaste Saraswate Devi Gauravana Vicharini Nirvisesh Shunyavadi Paschat Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasa Adi Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So here we will continue our discussion here on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So after he left Gaya, once he comes back to Navadvip, then he starts his pastime as a devotee. Before that, he manifested his leela as a pandit, as a scholar. What he wanted to establish by that leela? Tarko apatishto sutayo vibhinna nasa materyasya matim na bhinnam dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhaya mahajano yena gatasya pantha. To establish this principle, Lord Chaitanya performed the leela of a scholar. What he wanted to tell, that if you are a scholar, if you are very intelligent, you will be able to prove yourself right based on the scriptures. And if somebody more intelligent than you can come, he can defeat you and prove that he is right. So in that way, there will be always a relative truth. We will never be able to come to a right conclusion just by reading scriptures based on our intelligence. Lord Chaitanya was able to defeat everyone. Anybody in Navadvip used to come and he used to defeat in a very humorous way. He used to tell them, make a statement. They used to write, okay, we read this statement in the Yastra. And he needs to prove it wrong and establish the second one. And then after saying second one, he says, now you prove it wrong. He says, no, whatever you said is right. They all used to agree. Then he used to prove that second is wrong and he used to establish the third statement. And then he used to prove that wrong third statement again come to the first as the right. So in that way, he was playing around basically to prove that you will never end up in any good conclusions. That's why Mahajano yena gatasya panta. And then when he goes to, and he to become a devotee, he wanted to, another principle he want to establish is, unless we receive mercy of a great Vaishnava, it is not possible for us to become a devotee of the Lord. So this is the second, second very important principle. Lord Chaitanya could have from childhood only proved. And now, when Senior Vaishnava was telling, if Lord Chaitanya has to come now, he would have come as a cricketer or as a celebrity because that's what is valued now. But at that time, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, the scholars are so much valued. So Lord Chaitanya says, okay, I'll show you what a scholar I'll become. And then he, after proving that it's all waste of time and useless, now he comes and performs the main pastime. So there is a purpose behind Lord Chaitanya's performing any pastime. It is, he wanted to give very important lessons. And so much we can learn from Lord Chaitanya's different aspects that are nicely explained and given. So here we will try to see what this pastime, what Lord Chaitanya is trying to explain through this pastime. So every pastime, he is trying to teach us, because Lord Chaitanya, very short time he was there in the earthly planets, his past tense are very short. But within that only, so much is given. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, even Nandas Thakur, they have very nicely captured some of the essential pastimes, which are very, very helpful for our progress in bhakti. So we will try to see what is this, what we can learn from this pastime. Few things, according to my understanding. Of course, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur did not give purports for many of these shlokas, except for the 88th shloka he gave one purport. That we will see. But some other things from the previous discussions, we can, previous shlokas, we will try to conclude. So here, text 172. क्षणे कहैला भाया दृष्टि वश विश्वंभरा लज्जितहाया किचु कहे उत्तरा. After a while, Vishwambhara regained his external consciousness. Feeling somewhat embarrassed, he began to inquire. आजियामि के क्षेमता से सूत्र व्याख्यानिलो पढ़ाया सकल बले किचुना बुझिनो. How was my explanation of the Shastra today? Lord forgot on me. He's asking, how was my explanation? The student replied, we have not understood anything. So Lord Chaitanya was actually very, very famous as a professor. He was so famous that he got offer from, he was going as a visiting faculty in different universities. He had a, he has a very good career for Lord Chaitanya. He went to Bangladesh also that time to make some, to give his talks and discourses and increase his followers that way, scholarly followers. And what others were teaching in many years, Lord Chaitanya was making his students pakka within 6 months. So he was so famous in that way and very, and now it didn't work out. After he became a devotee, something, everything went wrong. So, and Lord Chaitanya says, see, I also lost my career after becoming a devotee. So, if you lose anything after becoming devotee, you should not mind. Even I also lost. Lord Chaitanya lost his career. Of course, he loses many things. Wife and his hometown and everything he loses. He takes sannyas. So, but what Lord is telling, because that does not make much difference. Yata kichu sabe vyakhyana krishna matra bujite tomara vyakhya keva ache patra. You explained every word simply in relation with Krishna. So, who is the proper candidate for understanding your explanation? आसी बाले विश्वंबरा सुना सब भाई पुण्यता बंदाजा चला गंगा स्नाने हाय. विश्वंबर स्माइल्ड एंड सेड, लिसन ब्रदर्स, पिक अप योर बुक्स फॉर टुडे, लेट अस गो टेक बाथ इन गंगेस. सो दैट टाइम इट्स वाज वेरी, दे आर वेरी चिल. एनीथिंग इज देयर, गो टू गंगेस एंड टेक बाथ एंड लाइफ इज वेरी कूल. दे डिडंट हैड मच डेडलाइंस एंड deadlines. and do so many things to do in life. You don't have any exam pressures or deadlines and assignments. If you are working, then you have boss, and then if you are a student, then you have teachers, and then if you are a housewife, then you have children's exams. So they are all working with deadlines and pressures and all. But let I the Vedic life was very cool. You learn, and then whatever you learn, and you can just live with that, and you can be quite peaceful. You are very, something goes here, there wrong, go to Ganges, take bath, go to nearby river, because they used to stay in that situations. They're quite chill, it looks quite good like that. In that way. So it's okay, pick up your books, let us take bath. Bandila push staka sabha prabhura vachane ganga snane chalaina vishwambhara sthane. Being instructed by the Lord, the student picked up their books and went with him to take bath in the Ganges. Ganga jale kelakare prabhu vishwambhara samudrera majayena purna sandara sasandara. As Lord Vishwambhara sported in Ganges, it appeared that the full moon was rising from the middle of the ocean. The analogy and descriptions attributed to the Lord in this verse and in the following verses 182-184 reveal the poetic genius of the author. This is a comment on author's descriptions. Ganga jale kela kare vishwambararaya parama sukruti sabha dekhi nadiyaya. Vishwambhara sporting in the water of Ganges was seen by the most pious inhabitants of Nadia. So they were very fortunate to see Lord playing. We can imagine how Lord must be playing. Must be very expert in sports also. And that time, playing in Ganges is considered very big sports that time, because they don't have cricket or baseball or soccer. So they were playing in Ganges. I don't know, because it's quite very so much forceful water and all. How they used to play. And of course, now also we can see if you go to Mayapur and Jalang River, children will be very enthusiastically playing. And it's a very amused to see. And this is actually true also. Like if you see city children, they're quite moody. If anything goes wrong in the morning, whole day, their face is quite dull. And more they are in a very affluent families, more moody they are. Go to village of Nadia. If you next time when you go, you can observe the children. Very, very sportive. And they're very cool. And they just go to the river. And like when we went to Shantipur, and there was a big lake there. And all the children came. Some 10, 15 children were there. They all came running, removed all their clothes. And one by one, there was a small rock. Everybody was jumping. So it was quite nice to see. And I thought the city children, if you say, okay, go and jump in the water and swim, they say, no, no, dirty water, this and that. So they become very, they're very conscious of all these things, but they're very cool and they enjoy it. And they're very happy in that way. So because people become more and more sophisticated, they lose that simplicity and they lose that happiness and pleasure in simplicity. And anyway, that is not our point of discussion, but just because bathing in Ganges came. But Lord playing is very sportive. And you may not know, you may go in water, come up after a few minutes later. Brahmadira bhilasha ye rupa dekite hena prabhu vipra rupa khele se jalite. The same Lord that personality such as Brahma desired to see was now sporting in the water in the form of a Brahmana. Ganga gate sane kare yata sabajana sabachena gaura chandrera vandana vadana. All those persons who were taking bath at the bathing ghats of the Ganges gazed the face of Gaurachandra. So it must be very beautiful sight, because like so very, very beautiful, and Ganges water and Lord is in between. His complexion is also golden complexion, and whole body is must be very radiant. So really must be very attractive sign. So see. And Anyonye sarve jana kahe vachana anyamata pita yandra yehena nandana. Then all remark to one another, glorious are the father and mother of such a son. That is true. But only here there is one criteria. Only pious people could understand, not everyone. That is the problem. After Nityananda Prabhu preached, then whole Navadvip and everybody understood who is Lord Chaitanya. But before that, very few people. So even Lord appears in front of us, will not be able to appreciate. And that is true also. Like many people come to temple. If you see like devotees at NVCC in Pune, when I used to serve them. So we used to call them party crowd. Now also they are there. They stay in temple for 1.5 hours. But in front of deities, only 5 minutes. That too, till they take their photos and they leave. Why? Because they cannot stand Lord for long. They say, why he is enjoying? I want to enjoy. Only devotees can stay in front of Lord and take darshan for long, long time. Based on how much we have the desire to serve, we much will be able to appreciate. Otherwise, we'll say, okay, Lord, good enough, but I want to enjoy myself also. So this is where actually the devotion starts. When we start putting Lord in the center and when we start giving priority to his pleasure, that where bhakti starts. Otherwise, it's all karma and jnana and some mixture. Bhakti is there, but the point is not we are, it's for us only we do, not for the Lord. I will discuss on that. We'll just finish 2-3 of these points.
Tarangera chale nritya karena jahana vinata Brahmadhyanrapade yuge sevi.
Jahnavi thus danced in the form of waves to worship the Lord, whose feet are served by the innumerable universes. Chaturde, so here onwards the description, how the author's talent is, how he's explained here.
Chaturadikhe prabhure dekhe. Pedia Janusuta Tarangera Chele Jala Dehi Alakshita.
The daughter of Janu encircled the Lord on all sides and showered him with her waves while remaining unseen. So she must be really in ecstasy.
Vedamatra se sabha lila ramar majane kichu sesha vyakta habe. Sakala Purani.
The purport of this pastime is that only to the Vedas, but later some of these pastimes will be revealed by the purport of these pastimes is known only to the Vedas, but later some of these pastimes will be revealed by the Puranas. So here we have Bhagavat, Chaitanya Bhagavat and Chaitanya Charitamrita. They also comes under Puranas for a And maybe in future, Vedavyas may also, when he is writing future past tense, he will write. But he will not write in Bhagavad because this is a Channa Avatara. So this will be written in, I don't know how, what type of Puranas will come. Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Snana Kari Geha Lena Vishwambhara Chaliya Pradyuya.
After completing their bath, Vishwambar and his students returned to their homes. So, lila complete. Lord could not teach because it is, he lost his career after becoming devotee. They say, you know, he became a brahmachari and then he lost his career. Lord also lost his career. They say he is from IIT and then he became a brahmachari. So Lord was a big professor actually. He was having offers from other universities, but he lost his career. So it's a tradition. It is nothing new when it happens to the Lord. So, and of course, other things are also there. Why he didn't wanted to teach anything material? He wanted to directly use spiritual. So that's why he didn't work on it more. Vatsra parivarta kari du ila charana tulasi rajala diya karila sechana yata vidhi kari prabhu govinda pujana asiya vishala grahe karite bhojana. The Lord changed his clothes, washed his feet, and then offered water to Tulsi. Then, after properly worshipping Govind, the Lord came inside and sat down to take his meal. So, this is nice purport. Unless a person properly initiated in the chanting of Vishnu mantras includes Tulsi manjaris in his offering of foodstuffs, Lord Vishnu will not accept the offering because Tulsi is the eternal maidservant of Krishna. And therefore, her leaves and flowers or manjaris are certainly dear to Keshava. It is prescribed that one should offer Tulsi manjaris in the worship of deity form of Sri Govinda, for Tulsi has incarnated in the form of a tree. The arrangements for offering Tulsi manjaris in the worship of deity form of Lord Vishnu is confirmed by all transcendental Vaishnava smritis. After worshipping Sri Tulsi in her manifested worshipable form as Tadiya, by sprinkling water on her, Sri Gaurasundara worshipped his family deity Sri Govinda. In other words, he offered pure worship to the deity form of Vishnu. By performing this pastime, the Lord set the ideal example of mandatory daily duties for God-conscious householders. Every Vaishnava householder should follow this ideal example of the Lord by engaging in the worship of deity form of Lord Vishnu and accepting with faith and humility the remnants of foodstuffs offered to the Lord. So here, this is a very nice purport. So here, two things are there. One is worshipping the Tulsi Maharani and offering Tulsi Manjaris. It is said that every day, two leaves Tulsi, in other sampradaya say four leaves, they are together. So two leaves, like that, eight leaves. If that is offered every day, that much should be offered. Of course, that much Tulsi will not have. But that's what we have to grow in our garden. If you don't have garden, then you can arrange a garden. You should have at least 4-5 Tulsi pots, because we need 2-2 leaf Tulsi. That is called manjari. So the 2-2 Tulsi leaves, 8 we have to offer every day to Lord. That's what his Bhaktivinoda Thakur recommends. And that is very pleasing to the Lord. Lord don't need many, many items. He's so simple. Just you offer Tulsi manjari, he's very pleased. And then he says that this is very important. Lord, he accepts our offering through devotees. And Tulsi, she appeared so that she can help all of us to serve the Lord. That's what is. In the spiritual world, all the big, big plants and all, they offer respects to Tulsi Maharani. She is very dear to Krishna. And many pastimes are there with Tulsi Maharani. There are some stories about Tulsi Maharani. Two pastimes happened with Jalandhar, and there is a pastime with Shankachulda, or some other pastime. So these pastimes are different Puranas. That is not for Vaishnavas. So I'll make it clear. The pastimes of Tulsi that is explained, we don't do Tulsi Salagram Vivaha. That is not, I didn't hear any. That is done by outsiders. But in our Prabhupada did not do any right. Or Acharya's Bhaktivinoda Thakur and all. It is not that. So, I am not telling it's not do it. They did not do, I am telling. So, but what is important is offering them to Lord's lotus feet is important. It's just now it happened to some. So, but offering is very important. Here, there is a thing is of relationship and there is also submission of what is pleasing to the Lord. So, I want to take one important understanding about Lord Chaitanya, logically what he is trying to give us. So, if we see how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, how they are very special with his example or anything, whatever he is doing, they are quite different. Different in the sense they are very special. Like if we see teachings of Bhagavad Gita, to get spiritual experience, Krishna explains Bhagavad Gita. So, now here what he is explaining in Bhagavad Gita is that, so, all good people face problem, they all cry and justify the philosophy, the whole life. That, yeah, this is what is life. Life is like this only. Anybody you go, they have their philosophies. I was like what we say, na? See, it's not matter. Difficulty comes, we have to work hard. And no, we should not stop at difficulties. Failures are stepping stone for success. This is what is there. All the motivational speakers, they give this talk. Nobody is exempted. Everybody tells this only. Any motivation you take, this is what they tell. Everybody knows this. Even you go to school children, in school also, my friends also know this. Are failure aayega, chalo, we'll do it. That means this philosophy everybody knows. But what they don't know is, they are lazy to try to get a solution for the problems. There the laziness comes. My Arjuna, when he says, you know, karpanya dosho bhata subhava prichamitam dharma samodhi decha yachesham nishtam shishyasteham swadhimam tam prapannam. And Arjuna says, that is where Arjuna is differing from us, very general people, because Arjuna is sincere. He is asking the question, why am I suffering? So first step in spiritual life is to accept Guru, shishyasteham swadhimam. And accept Guru means to what? To listen to him. And we have great acharyas who have given explanations about the Lord. And that too we have to take in a parampara. So these are all very basic understanding we have. And now, this story I explained to you, if you remember, I don't think many will remember, I'll tell you the story. So, why we need this knowledge? I want to tell about Lord Chaitanya only, but I will just tell, I want to give the background to come to that point. What is special about Lord Chaitanya? What he is teaching? To explain the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, I am trying to give. So, then there was a guru who was nicely good in, he is very learned and he wanted to give this knowledge to others. And one time what happened is, he was taking his lunch and somebody knocked at the door. So wife goes and opens the door. So one fellow comes and he says, is this a guru's house? He says, yes, yes. And no, he says, I wanted to get learned, educated. Then the guru wife says, okay, there is a boy, you know, he's sincere, he wanted to learn. He says, you ask him why you want to learn. He said, oh, I wanted to learn, educate and serve the society. So Guru says, there is nobody to teach here. Tell him to get lost. Guru wife thinks, if he's sending the disabled students like this. Then he says, good fellow, you wanted to teach and learn and why is telling nobody. And then after again, some days another fellow comes. He says, I wanted to learn. The Guru wife says, he wanted to learn. He asks him, why? He says, I am in ignorance. I want knowledge. Guru says, nobody is there. Tell him to get lost. Guru wife thinks, how will he get our remuneration? She is worried about the maintenance of the house. He is all rejecting everybody's sincere souls. Then another fellow comes after a few days. He says, who are you? He says, actually, I am a fool. I don't know anything. I am in ignorance. And I am suffering. I need knowledge. Guru says, yes, bring him. So, this is actually a difference. One is a karmi, one is a jnani, and bhakta. Bhakta is one who says, Krishna, I am a fool. Shishasteyam swaram. You get knowledge. So, Sanatan Goswami also, when he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says the same thing. Kyami, kemne ame jare tapatre. Why am I? I don't know. Why are these miseries? I don't know. So, the basis of hearing Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatama Chaitanya Charitamrita is this. Kyami, kene ame jare tapatre. Why am I suffering like this? So, now the Bhagavad Gita is a synopsis of Vedic culture. It gives whole synopsis. It tells the Lord originally created this yajna. The process of yajna is told. All this varnashrama. Be happy. No. He says that I have created this system of yajna, and then devan bhaveta nena te devan bhavayantvaha parasparam bhavayantam sheyam paramahapsasi. You please the demigods by sacrifice. Demigods will give what you need. You'll be happy in this life. After that, you'll achieve liberation. Paka. Oh, yeah. So, it was like perform yajna, be happy. This is the way to be happy in this world. And Krishna is very fair in giving us a formula to be happy in this material world. He's not unfair. If people want to remain in material world and be happy also, Lord has made proper arrangement. Do yajna and be happy here also. But reality, what does he says is, in the end, he says, but actually, no, what I exactly want is Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mahamekam Sharanam. That he tells in the end. So, all methods are to bring the person to this point. Right? We all know this. Now, all Vedic culture teaches this because we can never surrender to God unless we surrender to some specific person. This is very important. So, surrender how? We start with Guru. But now there is a problem. So this is where the teachings of Lord Chaitanya starts. little. What is the first problem is, we'll see the problems and then we'll understand. What is the first problem? Trouble is that it will be highly imaginary if we only think that I have to understand somebody. There is God somewhere very far, somewhere above the sky. I to surrender to him. So it's a trouble. So now it is a very important understanding we should have. This is actually why it is a problem, I'll explain later. Now, another important thing is the sadhana part is very important. That's what Lord Chaitanya teaches. I'll come to the part of Lord being very far, just a minute. But another important point I want to explain, why it is so very special. Sadhana is very special practice. Because at the time of death, even if a person dies, it does not bring any quality to change in consciousness. Consciousness remains as it is. The consciousness changes only with sadhana, not with death, not with any of magical tricks that happens. People think that, okay, Lord has so many powers. Why don't he take every living entity to spiritual world? Lord is not a magician. Lord wants us to work hard on our own, get to spiritual world. Just do some magician, do some trick and say, come. Then it does not make any matter. You want us, or really want, you make little endeavor, I'll help you. Everything that is needed in your heart, I will provide. Dadami buddhi yogam, I'll give you. So, mattasvitir jnanam. If you want to come to, I'll provide all facilities. But you need to have the desire to come. Now, important thing is, death alone cannot make a person devotee. Sadhana will make me a devotee. Death is an experience and nothing special happens. It's a misunderstanding and that, no, experience of they have communication with God at the time of death. No. They will go to the body according to the, like I can tell now what I'll get next body. What my consciousness is there. I'm not fit for sure. I'll be in a same situation like this in next life and continue reading and struggling with whatever I'm doing now. Because it will not that you will be suddenly promoted. So now the world will be destroyed precisely because people do not find a place for God in this world. So they have something. Now the one important point I want to tell from here is God cares. This is what is very important for all of us. God cares for all of us. If he's caring, now, but there is something which is not clear. Since God is something, whether he is there or not, where is he, why he is there, what will happen to him, all these things people had doubts. Of course, now we are very clear. And if a person want to come to God, he must understand that God is available to him right here and right now. So please hear. If a person wants God, he should understand that God is available to us right here, right now. Why? Because he cares. Right? So the communication with God is possible. This is what is Lord Chaitanya came to teach us. If you go to any other apparent religions at all, for them, God is very, very, very far. And no, you just have to be here. He has kept you here. You are doomed if you don't surrender to that person there. And somehow you have to manage to surrender and that's all. You'll go. But for us, God is available here right now. He's not somewhere very far and we have access to him. And we can communicate to him, this is possible. And because very simple reason. Rupa says, because Lord cares. We don't care him, that is another problem. that is a problem. We are not caring, but he is caring us. He has no problems. Therefore, he has only one concern for us. We have problems. Lord don't have problems. That's why he can care easily. For us to care others, na, we are caught up with our own problems. So, I take care of someone only if someone is free. See, when we can take care of others, when you have free space in our hard disk, in our brain. When my mind is free, if there is a free space in my hard disk, that our mind, then I can care for others. And Lord has so much space. That's why he can care for everyone. Our life is too busy to clear our things only. So it is very difficult. So busy life, there is very less time for us. How can we care for whole world? God has all time and he has so much energy. And busy life, there is no time so that I can devote it to someone. And God has a lot of time and he has no problems also. And that's what actually Prabhupada says. This is what essentially the quality that makes God as God. Therefore, we must understand that God taking care makes himself available here. Now, another point. Now, this life of ours has been given to us. And also death is also given to teach us something. Death as a rule is so much, it's a turn off our mind. Experiences are off, then we are dead. But that cannot teach us anything much because at the time of death comes, it's off. But life teaches so much. So the organ that is given to us that we can know God is our buddhi. So death turns off this buddhi. It will not work. So death by definition cannot teach us anything. We can learn only with the help of our buddhi and life is given for that. I still have a few more minutes. Now Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami here is and Vrindavandas Thakur, they are trying to explain about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They say the highest manifestation of God is in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why? The highest manifestation of God's love, compassion, this form is still available to us. I'm telling, God cares and we have to use our buddhi. With that we understand, this form of Lord Chaitanya, now for all of us, we are sitting and discussing, he's still caring for us. He's available to us. And God manifests in our life. He comes in our lives in the form of our spiritual master. And Krishna is teaching about love of God, not so directly in Bhagavad Gita. He does not teach in Bhagavad Gita. Indirectly tells. And people say, love themselves. You should love yourself. This is bogus. People who live higher, they understand the highest happiness is not loving oneself, but giving others. Love is in sacrifice. People say, love yourself. This is also, of course, I'll not say comment on it, but anyway, but highest is sacrifice. And Krishna tells, surrender. But he says, but there is no love actually. This is, he serves Arjuna. Krishna tells surrender, but he himself is serving Arjuna. This is another important thing. Because when Krishna tells to surrender Arjuna, but he is doing some service to Arjuna. It is his love for him. Krishna comes and gives instructions. Lord Ram comes and set examples. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he comes and shows this is how a devotee is. He inspires. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to explain the real depth of love of God. You can tell where we are, what is our fallen situation, Lord Chaitanya explains. He tells what to do, he explains. And he tells presently what we are doing in our life also explains. And then most important thing, what to think, he tells. Dheyam sada paribhavita agnes abhishta doham. So this, if you, we discuss it, Chaitanya, Chaitamata and Gaur Purnima time. These are the verses from 11th canto Bhagavatam, where Karvajan Muni says three verses about Lord Chaitanya. Very beautiful verse. This, I thought today I'll discuss that, but somehow, I didn't have time, but this is maybe some other time future I'll explain that verse. Very, very important verse. So much is there about Lord Chaitanya to discuss. So that Lord who helps to meditate on him, Dheyam Sada Paribhavitagni. Now, if you take any other incarnation of Lord, they will not teach how to meditate on that form. Say if Lord Ram is there, he is not teaching how to meditate on Ram. Krishna is not teaching. He says, okay, you become my devotee. But he is not teaching how to meditate on him. But this form of Lord Chaitanya, he is teaching how to meditate on him. So this is the special incarnation that Karabhajan Muni tells in 11th canto. You just think of any other incarnations, who is teaching how to meditate on him? No other incarnation teaches. Lord Chaitanya, because he is himself doing, he is meditating like that. Lord Krishna is sitting and meditating, that is in Dwarka. But it is not very clear. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is coming like a devotee and teaching how a devotee should be. So he is teaching what to think, what goal we have to perceive. This is Lord Chaitanya's teaching. What is the real understanding of love? And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave three things. The first, he gave us an understanding of what need to be done in this life. Second is, then he gives us the highest goal. Third thing is, he gives us the strength, necessary strength to achieve the highest goal, which is most difficult. So these are the three things what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave. Now presently people, we have these basic questions. Who am I? Why this world is like this, or why I am suffering? And third question is, what to do? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu make it very, very clear for us. First thing is an understanding of what we need to do in this life. He gives the highest goal. So this is the prayojana, before that is avideya. And then also in the avideya, he gives the necessary strength to achieve the highest goal. This is what no other incarnation gave. Lord Chaitanya is giving this. That is the speciality. he gives the strength, which is the most difficult. We are all chanting, it is mercy of Lord Chaitanya only, otherwise we will not be. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gauravartina. Panchatattva mantra we chant, we will be able to chant the Hare Krishna. So, this is what is the shloka in Rupa Goswami. Anarpita charim chira karuna, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. Anarpita charim chira karuna avatirna kalo samarpita unnata ujjwala rasa. So, Bhakti Shriya. So, he has come to give the highest rasa. He gave us the love. He did not come to give us just to chant the mantra in free time. No. Or take some prasadam. No, he came to give love. And it's in its highest expression, the strongest expression that he came to give. Now I was telling this one point about Lord being very far. In Abraham's religion, Lord is very far. So for them, they don't have that relation with Lord very closely. And when it comes to this impersonalist or some other form, they bring Lord so close to themselves, they say, we are only Lord. So these two are so dangerous. Two extreme. Where say, okay, Lord is somewhere very far, we are here, somehow we have to go there. No, they don't have that close relation. And you bring very close, we are all God only, just meditate. Or we are all Brahman. So they become too close. But that does not work also. You don't have that relation. But now when you know, even though Lord is very far, he cares and he is accessible now to us. And is available to all of us in this situation, whatever we are. That will actually help us to develop the devotion to the Lord, which is not possible in a Mayavada, or there is some rare possibility in Abrahamic way of thinking, but only this way we can develop the devotion. That relation is possible when we understand Lord's, how he is not, even though he is far, but he is accessible, he cares, he is available right now for me here. This is what Lord Chaitanya is telling. And now Bhaktivinoda Thakur says historical approach will not understand anything. Therefore, the Lord has already come into our life. If we think that he will come later, then it's a mistake. No, he has already come in our life. And as our guru is teaching us, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only, he is only coming, Nityananda Prabhu is coming. So, people say we want mercy, we want grace. Krishna says, do you want mercy? Yes, you are ready. And he is ready to give. But, he is already giving. He gives us mercy and he gives us in this form. And love is available in Kali Yuga also. Because it is available with so much intensity now, which was not there in previous ages also, because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. And in a very, very accessible way, which was not there. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explaining the same love in a very accessible way. Now we are able to see. I will tell one incident. This is a very important understanding, means to make the point how much it is such a rare thing. It is such a rare thing. To make it understand, I'll tell. When you know this past time, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was singing a romantic song at Rathyatra, only Rupa Goswami could understand. You all know this past time. It will come also. And only Rupa Goswami was able to understand what Lord Chaitanya was singing. And then he writes an alternative song for it, where he is telling, okay, this is... Gopis are telling to Krishna, the same Raivata river is there, same moonlit is there. No, so now he explains that actually this Gopis are telling to Krishna, okay, come back to Vrindavan, all these things. Now, nobody understood why. Only two people understood. One is Swarup Damodara Goswami, one is Rupa Goswami. We all know what Lord Chaitanya is singing. We know that he is not singing a film song, he is singing a song in Gopi's separation of Krishna. We all know that. But how come others did not know? Because it was not revealed to anyone. Even they don't know. They thought, okay, he is coming as a devotee and he is chanting. But the highest expression of love, what Lord Chaitanya is is experiencing only Rupa Goswami and Swarup Damodara Goswami. No, even when Lord Chaitanya was present there, they revealed to others. That means it is not easy to know. Now we are very easily knowing. We can first, somebody comes, new devotees, we can tell to them this. But it was not accessible even to Advaita Acharya, Nityananda Prabhu and other great devotees. They are there. They also didn't know that Lord Chaitanya is singing Gopi Separation. They thought, why film song is coming? Some people may have some. No, that was not accessible. Swarup Damodara Goswami revealed. And he revealed to whom? Raghunath Das Goswami. And then Raghunath Das Goswami writes, he tells, and then Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami writes in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Like that. So, through this very, very intimate people only, the mood of Lord Chaitanya is revealed. Otherwise, nobody knows the mood of Lord Chaitanya. So, yeah. So, here about a few more things. I will just about this worshipping deity at home. I'll just give a few points and then we will. I think we have 5 more minutes. I'll just take 5 minutes. So, this is about Lord Chaitanya. I want to tell about deity worship. Worshipping deity at home is very, very important. That's what Bhaktisiddhanta says. By performing this pastime, Lord Chaitanya set the ideal example of mandatory daily duties for God-conscious householders. They have to do this. Because the absorption is very important. Because we have absorption in material things. We have absorption in matter. And when we start doing for the deities, then slowly, slowly our absorption changes. And most important in deity worship is punctuality and cleanliness. By that, what happens? A person comes regulated. And in that way, what happens? He will come to mode of goodness, which is very, very conducive for devotional service. How should we know whether we are in mode of goodness or not? Very simple. If you are feeling very unhappy doing your daily duties, it is because of tamoguna. If you are so much in stress, it is because of rajoguna. And you are very cool and you are doing your daily things, morning, waking up, and doing your many activities, chanting, going to office, and quite mind is cool and all. We don't feel little hard and heavy, pop race, so much hard work, and routine. All these things because of tamoguna. And Mataji is there working at home, every day same thing, cleaning. And this is all because of tamoguna. We have to regulate our life so that we can come out of it. But there is a problem. Because of tamoguna only, we cannot regulate. So how does it end? So that ends if we wake up early morning. That one endeavor we do. And that time we chant. And another thing we can do is deity worship. So that will help us in a regulated end. And we say, Prabhuji, deity worship also becomes burden sometimes, every day. But Lord will help. We have to at least pray to Him sincerely. Make me regulated, make me in goodness. He will help. All our conditions slowly, slowly, slowly get evaporated. And we'll become more, little more peaceful and happy. A person in mode of goodness is happy only. No matter what happens. He's quite cool and he can do his things very peacefully. So this is very important. Of course, many things are about deity worship. I will not go detail, but I am telling what is the principle in that. Just to bring us to mode of goodness, that is the most important. Another most important thing is to develop a relationship. And another thing is to put our consciousness and develop some feelings. And the feeling should grow more and more intense. Wherever intense feelings are there our attachment goes. And if you develop that feeling for the Lord, what should be the next festival? How should I celebrate the next festival for our Lord? Okay, mango season, mango festival. Invite all your friends and relatives, all the devotees. Do big kirtan and have mango festival. Then we have next Chidadai festival. Celebrate it. So for the pleasure of deities, we have to do more and more festivals, give them pleasure, then that's how it happens. So thank you all very much. Some things I want to share. We'll end.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such a beautiful class, very nice class, Prabhuji. Chinmay Mataji, you were speaking, right? Please go ahead, Mataji.
Go ahead, Mataji. I can talk after you. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I really like the points that you have shared, that festivity makes encourages and makes more closer to Krishna, because that's how we get inspiration and more enthusiasm to do services to Krishna. And morning sadhana definitely help us to go closer to Krishna. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for so many beautiful points. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Yes, Mataji said, thank you for this very beautiful class. You touched so many topics. I like the point where you said the Lord lost his career too. So that was very humorous. And I like the way you analyzed that Abrahamic religion, the Lord is very far. Whereas in Mayavad, they hold the Lord's become so close that we start thinking we are God. It was very beautiful analysis, Prabhu. And yes, of course, our Mahaprabhu came to give the Uttama Rasa, the most beautiful Rasa. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for sharing all these beautiful points with us today. Really enjoyed your class. Devotees, please go ahead, share your realizations. And if you have any questions, please go ahead. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Such a nice class. It was very interesting, like how both Vinita Mataji and Chinmay Mataji pointed out. I did have a question about the Tulsi discussion was also very interesting. Correct me if I didn't understand it right. So the recommendation is along with the manjari, 2 leaves or 4 leaves. Is that what you mean to say when you say 4 or 2 leaves?
Yeah. We have, like, when we pluck, no, we two leaves we pluck, we can offer a 2 or 4 leaves. Like the Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, eight you offer them.
At a stretch, that is in a single stick, 8. Is that what?
No. Two leaves. Two leaves.
Okay. 2 each. Like that, total 8 you offer it.
Every day, 8 like that we offer to Lord. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's recommendation. If you don't have so many, one leaf also Lord will accept it. Patram is telling leaf only. But yeah, you can make a big garden of Tulsi and you can offer it.
That's very nice, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Krishnayi, Krishnayi, Mataji. You want to go ahead?
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Hare Krishna, Prabhu. I came late for
you. Mother, your voice is not audible. Can you?
Can you hear me now, Prabhu?
Yeah.
Hare Krishna. Okay. I came too late for your classes. And I said, okay, I'm missing the classes. So I was hearing the classes. And also, Prabhuji, I'm just thinking that the impersonalism, because Krishna consciousness is all about personalism. So recently, I actually didn't understand what is impersonalism. But then I gradually, like, personalism, because then I start learning that it's about, like, we all have a specific qualities, and, like, all devotees have a specific the way of speaking about Krishna Katha, Bhagavad Katha, all have a specific qualities. And Guru also empower karte hai, jo humme kuch, agar kuch waisa hai. So I'm just asking that, you are saying that about the mango, like festival, all about thing. It was really encouraging. So sometimes, like, when you don't have, I mean, anything, like, I'm talking about myself. I mean, some people doesn't work, so they don't have any capacity. But Lord also doesn't want if we don't have that capacity as well. So how to tell our own self. Like I feel bad that I'm not doing like what others are celebrating. But same time, I also believe that Lord Sri Krishna doesn't need that. It's for our purification. Lord Gornita is telling us. So what do you say about it, Prabhuji?
It is not about the quantity or what we are doing, Mataji. It is more of an attitude with which you are doing. Is a person there? If you have a person at home and you take care of him so nicely, and he is happy with whatever simple thing you are doing. You cook nicely little rice dal in the morning and give him and tell him with great love and devotion, my dear Lord, please accept. And he is more than happy to accept it. And afternoon you give something, evening give them something little bit, and no, you make them rest, you massage their feet, and you sing them nice Vaishnava bhajans. You can sing some shlokas from Bhagavatam. When you, in the morning, you bake them. And if you have photos also, you can chant. You chant from Bhagavatam. You can chant slokas from Bhagavatam. You can read Krishna book for them. You can sing for them. You can dance also for them. So that's actually, they are happy. When Krishna goes to that Brahmana, when he comes, Krishna is sitting with the sages. He takes his chadar. He rotates and dance. He makes them sit on chatai, gives them water, and he takes his chadar and he's rotating and he's dancing for their pleasure. And Lord is happy with that. So it is not what quantity we are giving. It's that Lord wants that. Why I'm telling is to give our consciousness that meditation so that we'll be always absorbed in. We have to conduct festivals. With whatever capacity we have to do it. If we don't have, whatever we have now, with that we'll get absorbed in Krishna. That is very important. So you do with love, Lord is very happy. You just morning, evening, night, you are only absorbed in Him. Aray, Lord, what should I give in the evening now? What prayers I'll chant for Him? Same prayers also you chant with devotion and do kirtan. He's very happy. You just give some agarbatti flowers. That's what He wants. He wants devotion.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, what about like, you know, like some people say, you do not ask God. God knows what the person need. So what about like, so hamara man kaisa hona chahiye ki hum Sri Krishna ko hum chahte hain hamari zindagi mein. So how the prayer should be?
Hame kuch poochne ki zarurat nahi hai Mataji. Bhagwan sab kuch jante hain. Lord knows everything. And we should not think about ourselves so much. Bhakti means, this is actually first point I want to. Bhakti means we should start thinking about Lord. Thinking about our lovers, ourselves is like karma yoga and jnana yoga, dhyana yoga. They are self-conscious. We are conscious of Lord. We want what Lord wants. We always think of Lord, then Lord will think about us. He knows whatever to give, He will give. No need of thinking about ourselves. You just think of Lord, give Him pleasure, satisfy Him. He will provide everything. He is telling yoga kshemamim. Ananyas chintayantoma. You just focus on thinking of me, nothing else. Ananyas chintayantomam ejana pariyabhasha tesha nityabhiyuktanam yogakshema. I'll take care of you. You work on thinking of Lord, Lord will think about you. So no need to ask also anything. If you ask Prabhu, also that is not a problem. But even don't ask also.
Okay, Prabhuji, what about we are here talking about the Lord Sri Krishna to others and Gornita. So what we can do, because we are a homestaying person. I am a homestaying person. So how, I mean, mujhe bhi ichha hote hai. To main kya karu? Ke is online, e jo ichha ko daba ke rakhu?
Online mein preaching kijiye mat ji. Aap Zoom kholiye. Aap ek banaiye. Aapko classes dena hai. Aap banaiye Bhagavad Gita classes se. Main aap kitne baje? 2 se 3 baje aap fir rahi hain. तो आप पोस्ट कर दीजिए 2 से 3 बजे भगवत गीता डिस्कस करेंगे. आपको क्लास देने का भी जरूरत नहीं, आप पढ़ते रहिए और उसमें 2-3 पॉइंट आप एक्सप्लेन कीजिए. ऐसे भी आपको 10-15 माता जी मिल जाएंगे, कुछ चिंता नहीं. हिंदी में आप देते रहेंगे, 10-15 माता जी आराम से आएंगे. आप सिर्फ पढ़ते रहिए और थोड़ा बहुत 2-3 लाइन बताइए, आपको जो समझ में आया आपको आराम से मिल जाएंगे, जो बैठ के सुनने के लिए रेडी है. भगवत गीता होने का भागवतम फिर चैतन्य चरितामृत, ऐसे बहुत सारे माता जी के ग्रुप है जिधर इस प्रकार से चर्चा चलता है.
प्रभु जी गाइड करते रीजिए, ऐसे मुझे इच्छा है ऐसे करने की.
ठीक है,
थैंक यू.
ओके मत जी, विलेन
श्योर प्रभु जी, यस विद योर परमिशन. we'll end the call today. No more questions or realizations from anybody? Okay, Prabhuji. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhyascha Adinam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Anantakoti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai His Grace Radha Pramod Prabhuji Ki Jai Jai yeah. Thank you
Hare Krishna Prabhuji Dandat Pranam
Thank you Prabhuji for the beautiful class Hare Krishna
yeah.
Thank you dear devotee
Thank you
Hare Krishna
Krishna